This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, sports fans, it's Mason Crosby.
And Reese Crosby.
If you enjoy football, bootball,
be sure to check out Kicking It with the Crosbys. New episodes drop every Tuesday and Thursday.
Subscribe on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, midday show with Andy and Randy with you here. Trillville Thursday. First hour of the program is brought to you by Padley. Sell your home for cash fast at PADLYBuyers.com. Back into a Falcons free agency related conversation in just a minute. NFL no huddle just a couple of minutes away as the combine, the on-field portion of the combine gets underway today. And a lot of, you know, all NFL rumors continuing as well. The quarterback carousel continues to spin. We'll get to that coming up top of the noon hour.
No, the combine. And there's only been maybe two instances where I've ever heard of a player saying where he did not want to go.
Yeah. What are those instances? Because I never remember.
Deion Sanders.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Deion.
What did he say?
He said that Detroit ain't got enough money, they have to put me on layaway.
Okay, got it.
They ended up taking Barry. Mm-hmm. And then my man Big Orlando Pace said, if you don't have the top three picks, I'm not interviewing with you.
Right, which he was right.
Which he was right.
And,
which he was right.
Where did he go? Number
one.
One, he went number one.
Yeah, went
okay,
to the Rams. He's like, yeah, there it is. I'm here. I'm not going to, you know, if you're not one of the first three picks, I'm pretty much not.
Yeah, we don't need to.
We don't need to do this. We don't need a discussion. Yeah. We don't need to sit down and have a discussion.
It's a waste of everyone's time.
It's a waste of your time, my time. Y'all can be prepared for somebody else.
And, I mean, if this is going to ruin your opinion of me down the road in potential free agency, we can cross that bridge when we come to it. But, yeah, if you don't have a top three pick, I'm not going to be available for you.
Right, right.
So keep it moving.
Cold
which
letter.
Is so great because I bet so much, you've talked about it, so much of that stuff is just monotonous nonsense.
It is.
Here, take this 300 question quiz. Actually, I won't.
I won't take it.
Because you're picking 17th.
No, you're picking 4th.
Yeah. You're picking 4th.
Yeah, you're picking 4th.
And I'm not going to be there.
Yeah, I'm not going to be there.
I love it.
So you just go ahead and just.
Like Marvin Harrison is a different thing, but like Marvin Harrison Jr. last year is like, I'm not doing anything.
No.
I'm not going to do anything. And everyone's like, what does it mean? Oh, it doesn't mean anything. He's going to get drafted really high because people watched him play.
Yep. Didn't do nothing.
Yeah, didn't do anything. He got drafted.
Yeah. There he's not work, well, my son's not going to work out. What is he going to do Marvin? He's going to get his mind and his body and his soul right.
He's getting ready for the NFL.
Oh.
That's what he's doing. All right.
Yeah, I mean, you know how many scouts and coaches and general managers said, oh.
Oh. okay. Sure. You sure about that? Yeah, we're pretty sure. Okay.
Okay.
All right, we're still going to take him if he's there.
Yeah, exactly.
So I mean, what are we going to do?
If he's there, we're still going
to. But then everybody wants to apply it to like a big picture thing of like, is this the future? No, it's not.
No.
If you're, it's the future if you're as good as him.
Right.
Like a weird thing, I don't know if it's a weird thing, but like an outlier behavior of someone doesn't necessarily mean
everybody
start
can do
doing that.
Exactly.
You have to be able to.
Right.
And he could, and it's fine, got drafted high, and there he goes.
Yeah, that's pretty funny, though.
Sorry, where were you going with that? You were talking about.
No, I was just that, because that's that. We were just talking about Malachi. Mm-hmm. He said, yeah, I would love.
Yeah.
Well, duh. Would you not want to go to the Jets if they draft you at 7? Of course.
And he'll get asked that, and he'll say the same thing.
That's where I always wanted to be, you know.
And then when you get drafted by the team.
My favorite colors are green.
That or, you know, you played for a peewee team that was called.
Yes, that's the one right
Titans
there.
Yeah. Or something. Because that's what the Falcons always do. Because it's like, oh, like remember when Mariota got signed?
Yes.
It's like he actually played for the peewee Falcons when he was little. It's destiny.
Yeah.
The Braves one is real, though. Like people sign with the Braves and it's like, yeah, no, he grew up a Braves fan.
Yeah, because TBS.
Yeah. Or whatever. But like, and that's like that. That's going away. People just are, for whatever, your favorite player played for them or whatever. A lot of people are from the area. Right. And it's the only team kind of regionally. But yeah, like it's all the Braves signed a free agent. So I was like, I always wanted to be a Brave. Here's a picture of me when I was 13 with Braves.
And they always have the damn picture.
It's true.
And they always have the damn picture.
Yeah.
Which is great. So Matt Olson went yard yesterday.
He did.
There we go, baby. Let's get that stroke right.
You got, if you want, which is, that's good advice just in general. If you want, you can get some futures on Prize Picks. They do like pre-game, preseason over under.
Oh, really?
I mean, more or less, sorry. More or less for season-long stuff. 32.5 right now.
Ooh.
Homers for Matt Olson. Matt Olson hit 56 home runs 2 years ago.
What is it?
I like the more than.
I like the over.
I like the more than on that
I like,
one.
Oh, I'm sorry. More than. I'm sorry.
You don't have to do
it. Oh, okay. My bad. Yeah, I like the more than. So, yeah, let's do that. Yeah.
Did you see the numbers for...
I'm not telling you how to spend your money, but that feels like money right there.
Like, the Braves have no one on the list for lead the league in home runs, which surprised me.
Right, because Matt obviously could.
Between Matt and Ozuna
who's, could.
They've both done it recently enough.
Yeah.
I'm just surprised they were that far down on the list. I think Riley was actually the
highest.
I think he was the highest Brave at like 35-1.
Who was the ones that were the highest on the list? Like Pete Alonso.
It may have been all of baseball. Okay. So Aaron Judge,
obviously.
Maybe Shohei.
Mm-hmm.
And then Alonso, and they always throw Trout up there like he's going to stay healthy.
So he went yard yesterday.
There's a little value there.
Yeah.
There's a little value there, I guess, if you want to.
They're over under how many games he plays?
Trout?
Yeah.
I'm sure you can find it somewhere. Some dirty bookie.
He's in right field though. It's a total wild.
Oh,
card.
Oh yeah, that's right.
Total wild card.
That cut him. That cut
Who
down.
Knows?
They cut down his the wear and tear on his body.
Should we ask poor Ronnie right field has treated him?
No kidding. Yeah. I withheld that take last week when they said they were switching him to right field. I was like, huh, didn't work for our guy.
Yeah,
because he keeps getting hurt. And that's the position that he plays.
Okay, so we're talking about Paul George. He's there 1-10 in February. And this is his announcement. He wants to focus on the 76ers, not the podcast.
Good.
Well, damn, Paul.
That's good.
The NBA is your job.
It sure is.
Yeah, that's kind of your job.
I'm sure the podcast pays something. I'm sure there's some.
It ain't your job.
It doesn't pay as much as the Sixers
it ain't,
do.
It ain't your job. It ain't your job, Paul.
It shouldn't be a priority.
Yeah, I'm taking a break, but I want to focus on getting my body right. Why the hell is your body not right? Because you had to cut out treatment because you had to get on the pod?
I hope not,
dude.
I hope your body doesn't have anything to do with how you're doing on your podcast.
Please
that equipment
don't.
Doesn't
Please
work
don't.
In a sauna
Please
or a
don't
cold
do
tub.
That.
This is
don't
an
do
interesting
that.
Time.
Don't do that.
It's an interesting time in sports media, though, where, like, obviously players, like Kevin Durant went on Draymond Green's podcast yesterday and talked about why it didn't work, why he didn't want to go to Golden State and all that, which is cool. Like, it's cool to get – he's going to talk with Draymond about it more than he's going to talk with a reporter about it. So you're getting a little bit more info than you normally would. But it's just like this I don't even know if it's like lines being blurred. It's just worlds colliding of guys being media while also being athletes.
Mm-hmm.
This is that, obviously. And then needing to step back from it so you can focus on that job.
Yes.
Then you got reporters fighting each other at a Starbucks
Which
at
is
the combine.
The funniest thing ever.
It is. It's also just like
it's so funny.
It's very funny, but like it's so bad.
But that's what.
Like,
but
grow
but you
up.
Know what?
Get a
the
life.
Question that I always ask all the time, and you and everybody, people tell me all the fans love it. Fans want to hear from you. You know what I mean? That's my thing. I was like, why is that?
Love what? What are you saying? Love what?
Information.
Oh yeah.
My whole thing
from the player podcast.
Yeah,
and stuff
like my
that.
Thing sure. has always been like, when do you have time for that?
Right.
You know what I mean? Like when especially during the season, off season, whatever. Like during the season, like I know you have Tuesday off, but you really take time because you can talk about well, they pay you this and all that. Yeah, and I don't turn down money. So I won't turn down money. But I'm making enough money. To have to be like, my extreme focus is going to be on my job, my craft, all this stuff. I ain't got time to sit back and want to record a podcast for y'all ass.
Yeah.
And that's my only thought. I don't hate it. I'm glad they got other avenues and everything like that. But you're not telling me they're doing this for money. There's no podcast out there that an athlete has them making more money right now as it currently stands as they are making in their actual job.
Probably not. No. I don't. Travis Kelce might.
No.
He might. I thought they got a $100 million contract for that podcast.
Not all at once.
Well, right, but
yeah, he makes $15 million a year.
I don't know how long the contract was on that podcast, but not very many, right? If there is one, there aren't very many.
Yeah.
If there is, it's an extreme example like that. I don't know if it's a planning for my future thing or whatever it is. I'm going to have what's the right word for this? I'm going to have a pessimistic, jaded opinion of what it is. It's just they want attention, more of it. People can't get enough.
But why do you need attention? You're a damn
because I know, but like when the game's not on, then people aren't watching me. So I got to go on live or go on a podcast. Like it's not constant. It has to be constant.
Man, go rub on your lady booty or something, man.
I did
go
already.
You think I'll fill your wife up?
I already did.
There's nothing better than filling up your wife.
Now I need some more attention.
I know, I enjoy it.
Now I need some public attention.
Like,
but that has to be it, right?
I don't
because if it's not the money. I mean,
Give my thoughts.
I don't believe that everyone is angling at a future in sports media. Like, I think some people are doing it because they want to. When I'm done, like I think CJ McCollum did a lot of what he's done because I want to be on TV. Jamal Crawford.
There's Rudy damn Gay.
Rudy Gay's on
Rudy
TV
Gay,
right
the,
now.
The guy who was going to save Atlanta. What? Like,
but also here's the thing.
Like three off season. Three straight off seasons.
Here's the thing. Rudy Gay's on TV right now.
Yep.
Rudy Gay didn't do a podcast.
Nope.
Rudy Gay wasn't doing off-season media, whatever.
He does something.
Yeah, but he played in the league for 15 years, so now he gets to analyze the league. Like, that's your qualification.
He was three summers in a row the missing piece from here.
Yeah. They did finally trade for him and buy him out in order to move John Collins.
Yeah.
So Rudy Gay did finally get paid by the Atlanta Hawks. He never played for him and Melo and others never played for him, but he was technically property of for a brief period of time. My thing is just like, I don't know. Like I get the hustle if the goal is to do this eventually, but I also don't think you have to.
Right.
Like if you're Rudy Gay is just on TV now.
Yes.
Like, and gets to be and talk about the NBA. Cause of course he knows about the NBA.
Right.
Played in the league for a really long time. I just think a lot of guys just hunger for attention.
Yeah.
And they can't get enough of it.
But that's just a man. Okay.
Give me some likes. I need a couple more likes.
What do you need likes for?
Because
you are an all-pro, all-NBA player.
I know, but
and again, the money's good. $100,000, even if you make $15 million, is $100,000.
Paul George makes $40 million.
$40 million. So he might make $20,000 doing the podcast.
I have no idea. What
I don't know either. But still,
but you can't. There can't put a price on attention.
Yeah, you got to get your word out. You got to get your voice out.
You can't put a price on platform. And you know what else you can't put a price on, Randy? You can't put a price on peace of mind.
True.
And that's what you get.
He's peace of mind.
He does.
Okay.
So he's like sleepless now because he's not recording the podcast? Like, peace
it's
of mind.
True.
Now he's like
I know.
Laying awake at night.
He just said, I'm to focus on my body getting, am I getting mentally and physically. How is that possible? Because what I'm reading there is taking away from you getting your body and your mind right.
Well, we do a pre-show podcast.
Yes.
So you know how taxing it is.
It's stressful.
I think every day we record one, it affects the performance.
I think so, too.
Yeah,
it's stressful.
I can't do a lot of stuff. Like, my kids suffer because of how much effort I'm giving on that pot.
I mean,
you know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean,
my body's not right.
I know this is like
you got to have the versatility in kids. Like my kids are versatile. They figure out different ways to get on my damn nerves. All right, so they're versatile in that standpoint. But the versatility of a podcast is like, what are you talking about? Like, that's why people like what I just say about the fans. What do you want to hear? You just want to hear his insight on the game. You want to hear him bash somebody? Like these are the things I'm talking about. Like, I've watched Micah Parsons' podcast. It ain't good.
I never saw. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's,
it ain't good.
That's the part where I don't.
Yeah, I'm like.
I'm ignorant on it because I've never watched one of them.
I wanted to watch it to give myself a chance of being able to say it. Ain't that good?
It's not?
No.
Dang it.
So, well, like, what,
needs more work.
What's the point?
Try harder.
Not that, like, Trey needs more compliments, but should we, like, pat him on the back for not doing his podcast in season and focusing?
I don't think that's the reason Trey don't do it. I think Trey would like, well, I'm good. I'll do it next week.
But in that case, just end it.
I think what happened with Trey is what happens with most people that start a podcast.
You don't understand the consistency that it takes.
That fourth one comes, you're like, I'm
not a famous podcaster yet. This sucks.
Yeah.
I don't want to keep doing this.
No. Okay. I got to do at least 30 shows until I can get a sponsor?
At least.
Most people do. What's this about 10,000 hours?
And never get any sponsors. Right. And then the worst part about podcasting or any of the digital stuff that you might do, you get like up to the moment numbers. Like you get, it's not like radio where we can pretend like, I don't know, who knows? Maybe there's a lot, maybe there's not.
Right.
Ratings are finicky. Not in podcasting.
Nope.
That is hard numbers. And if you're doing a gardening podcast with your neighbor and 14 people listen to it, you might not be motivated to continue doing it.
But you know what I mean? You might want to see those begonias through.
But 14 might be more than 9 last week.
Yeah.
So you're growing.
But that's the thing about it is the growth of everything is a satisfaction.
And that's exactly what we get back to.
Yes.
It's the attention that you seek. It's what it is. Everybody,
I don't understand.
This is going to sound hypocritical because I'm saying this into a microphone expecting you to care what I have to say. But everybody thinks that their opinion needs to be heard.
I definitely agree with that.
Their perspective is the most unique and it needs to be stated because if I don't, then I'm doing a disservice to the public who need to hear what I have to say.
I agree.
As I, again, say my opinion into a microphone, assuming that people need to hear my perspective and should pay attention to what I have to say. So I understand how hypocritical that sounds. But anyway, all that to say, what?
He's back.
All that to say nothing.
That if the 76ers.
All that to say, the two media people that got into a fight at the combine, any negative stuff that happens to them from this is all deserved.
I love it. And if the damn
at the same time,
if the 76ers go on a run. I want to hear them podcast. If the 76ers go on a run, it's all because Paul George quit his damn podcast.
And if the two guys that got into a fight at the combine start their own podcast, then I quit. I don't want to do anything anymore.
Why?
Because that just what if that's just like them drumming up interest to start a new thing?
I don't know. I'm just trying.
I think the industry's pretty well broken anyway.
Have you ever seen a guy fight in a Starbucks?
No.
Okay.
Not a common fight venue. Not a dork. All right. His dad also owns Starbucks. So it's like, were we going to fight at Starbucks? Your dad owns it? All right. We'll get to an NFL No Huddle. I might be a little biased against him and his family, by the way. NFL No Huddle coming up next. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.